I'm Danielle.
I'm Shannon.
And we are Push Push, the girlfriend's guide to Formula One racing.
Listen and subscribe to the podcast across all major streaming platforms, including full shows on YouTube.
Welcome back to Push Push. I'm Danielle Davis.
I'm Shannon Kessler.
And we are your girlfriend's guide to Formula Racing, Formula One Racing. Sorry, I'm out of practice.
I feel like it's been longer. It feels, I don't know why. I felt like summer break was 3 weeks and that felt appropriate. This has been going on our fourth week and I'm like, are we ever going to race again? I felt like this entire season, it's just been like, bonk, bonk. You know, we can't seem to get a groove.
And sorry, I can't get a
groove. Are you okay over there?
I just had to get rid of my light. It was driving me nuts. Sorry, if you're watching on YouTube, I just assaulted my LumiCube light.
I was like, oh, sorry. God. Some things are going down.
Yeah, it's going down for real over here.
Okay, you all right?
I'm all right. Thank you. Thank you for asking in these trying times.
Do you need me to rough up the LumiCube? What's going on?
No, I'm good. I've survived. Mark me as a survivor of the LumiCube 2024.
Okay, good.
Anyways, it has felt like longer. Well, that's because you've been traveling a little bit.
Well, just
not a lot, baby girl. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And yeah, we've been not been racing.
I don't. No me gusta when we don't race.
I needed a little bit of a break. Dare I say?
I thought we were just hitting our stride. And then I'm like, oh, no. Okay. 4 weeks until racing. But alas, we are in the home stretch because we have COTA this weekend. It's in the States. So excited, sort of excited because one, we're not there. And two, Daniel Ricciardo's not there. And, you know, both of those things together just feel
wrong. But right also.
Fuck off. No, it doesn't.
I think we haven't done an episode since I so generously dedicated the Friday post to Daniel Ricciardo. And dare I say, it was the best performing Friday post we've ever had. The people loved it.
If only people's love
for Daniel Ricciardo would make his car go faster on the track. But alas, it does not. And so
not.
He has sailed off for at least the rest of this season. Who knows if he'll be back? He won't. But...
No, I think he's retired. And I posted something today. He's wearing a hat that says retired and very happy. And I was like, you know what? You should be.
He should be. He's rich. Rich and happy.
He doesn't care. He's fine.
I mean,
he cares.
Fire me every day for that much money.
He has enough money to snuggle up with some bags of coins and wrap himself in dollar bills and $100 bills and be fine. He's fine.
I'm sure he's going to be joining some sort of commentary crew for next year.
One would hope. I mean, he's quite delightful on a mic. He knows what he's talking about. I mean, I don't see why not, unless he's just like, no, I don't want to do it. Then I would respect that answer.
I respect the hell out of that because that's what whenever my feet hit the floor in the morning, that's what I say to myself. No, I don't want to do it. But then I have no bags of money to keep me going. But alas, we persist. But yeah, I wouldn't do it. I would just kick it with my friends. Go buy a place in Montana. Live your life. But I don't feel like – I feel like he craves the spotlight a little bit.
He does. Yeah. I don't think he's going to be living his life without a spotlight. I just think it's going to look a little different.
I don't think we've seen the last of him.
Absolutely not.
Unfortunately, though, for the people of Austin, apparently he was supposed to get the key to the city this weekend, and they've had to reschedule. That was going to be my news and notes, but it felt like it belonged here. It was a rumor, but that he was to be awarded the keys to the city of Austin. But it was supposed to take place at COTA. And since he's, you know, not going to be at COTA, apparently it's pretty confirmed he's not going to be at COTA. And so, which that would be weird. Like it would be weird if he was there.
Yeah, it would be weird.
So they're going to have to, you know, postpone that probably to like I bet he comes for like a football game or something sometime and they could just give him the keys at maybe a Texas game, which feels like an appropriate place for him to receive it.
He's a Texas fan. He's a Oklahoma Horns.
Yeah.
You know, is college game day going to be in Texas or in
I believe so.
Okay, good. They should be. I mean, it makes sense.
Yes. A big game this weekend.
Big game. big things going on.
Yeah. All of it. It's all happening. Hotel rooms, I bet, are so spendy.
Ooh, the most.
So spendy. Also, they were talking about what a traffic nightmare. So pack your patience with all of your gear if you're going to COTA.
Because you're going to need it.
I read something about with the football game. Not like that they're right next to each other or anything, but that just it's going to be
a big cluster. Mm-hmm. Place is going to be busy, going to be packed.
Been busy.
The Uber's going to be
expensive.
Long lines and spency.
Yeah. But if you're going this weekend, you know, tag us. We want to see what you're up to. Yeah. What you're doing.
We want to live vicariously through our internet friends.
Shannon, did you see that Lewis Hamilton's doing a plus 44 pop-up?
I did not.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. I got the email and I didn't want to forward it to you because I didn't want you to be sad.
Oh, well, that's okay. And you know, I'm not there. So
no, we're not there.
We're not there.
I will be here live, laugh, loving on Saturday. So I'm not that worried about it.
Yeah.
My Miami Hurricanes.
Blowing into town.
Yeah. Which feels like an assault that I just took on our fam network, the state of Louisville. And you know, I love the Cards, but my heart is with the Canes. So they play the Cards this weekend and I'll be there on Saturday. So I will miss probably part of the sprint.
Yeah. Well, Danielle, thanks for mentioning the sprint because we get, you know, racing back, but we also get a sprint weekend. Oh, hang on. I just lost my note. Just a minute.
Oh, get that pop.
Guys, we have news and notes today, but we also have sticky notes. That is how this podcast is being brought to you today by Shannon's Sticky Notes.
Sponsor us Post-its.
Yeah, please. Oh my God. The amount of Post-its we go through in this house and keeping my life together is it's a lot. It's quite a lot. Okay, so we have a sprint quali this weekend. And if you're new to Formula One, if you're here for the first time, if you're just new to this podcast in general, welcome. Thanks for joining us. Hi. And if this is your first sprint, you're in for what I like to think is a treat. I like a sprint weekend. It's kind of controversial. Like some people love them. Some people hate them. I personally don't mind them.
I'm somewhere in the middle. I loved last year's. I've said this, I've beat this horse to death, but I liked last year's format better. I just feel like this year it's a lot to keep up with, but if you want racing is what you will get.
Yeah. You get like, if you're a spectator in Austin, like you're going to want to be there all 3 days because they're giving you Friday racing, Saturday racing, and Sunday racing. The way that the format for sprints worked this season is that you have, you know, free practice on Friday. And then after free practice, you have sprint qualies.
No more practice. No FP2, no FP3, just one practice.
FP1, warm up your tires, get your data, do the things, and then we're going racing. And the sprint quali is it's time. So it's like 12 minutes, 10 minutes, and then 8 minutes, I think is how that time breaks down. But it's the same kind of deal where the slowest five don't make it to the next round.
Yeah. So it's a standard quali.
Yeah. Standard qualies. And then the sprint qualifier will determine the positioning for the sprint on Saturday. And then they have the sprint Saturday. And then after the sprint on Saturday,
this is where they lose me.
Yeah. That's when we go into qualifying for the race on Sunday.
So last year, where you finished in the sprint was how you qualified for Sunday.
Correct.
And I liked that. I liked that. I don't think you just did a race. You just did a real race. I mean, it's not, you know, 50, 60, 70 laps, but you raced for 28 laps. Isn't that what it is? It's usually somewhere between like 22 and 28.
Yeah. It's like 30 minutes. It's not very long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just raced. You just did the damn thing. And then they're like, now get back and go back to the front of the line again.
Right.
And like, we're going to do it again. And I don't like that. And I don't think our drivers like that very much.
I would like to poll the grid and see how they feel about this format. I know some like it, some don't, but I'd be curious to find out, like, how do you guys feel about this?
We know Fernando doesn't. Fernando. No te gusta.
No, he does not. But I did find, and I don't know that we've seen enough of this, so I'm not sure, but grid penalties that are incurred in the sprint quali will apply to the sprint. But if there are any penalties that happen in the sprint, they are applied in the race.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't remember the last time we had a sprint where we had any, you know, any boo-boos that happened in the sprint.
I think there
was
one early in the season, but it's maybe. Now that feels like years ago.
Right. That was definitely last year.
I mean, who can even remember?
I don't even know. Yeah. So that's how sprints work. We're getting one. I think
whether you like it or not.
Yeah, whether you like it or not. Brazil will be our next one. And then we have one at the end. I want to say it's Abu Dhabi. No, it's not Abu Dhabi. What's the one before Abu Dhabi?
No.
I don't know. Qatar. I think it's Qatar.
Oh.
So that's what we got going on with sprints.
Yeah, I mean, I like the sprint for the fans, and I get it because it's, you know, a money-making experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They have me at the sprints until they have to do another qualifying. And that's where I say, okay, that's enough.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely see both sides of that. Like, you're right. Like, it is what it is. It's how it finishes. However, it does shake up the grid a little bit if you didn't have a great quali for the race.
Yeah.
You know, that puts you where you need to be for the actual race. Or if, you know, but if maybe you didn't do great in the sprint, but you had a bang up it, you know, you had a banger in qualies, it's, you know, like it doesn't affect your race position, which you do get points for your sprint. So if we, you know, it's important to do well in the sprint, but it's not worth the same amount of points that you would get in the actual race.
Right. And it just seems, it just feels like when I'm watching, when I have decided to watch Big Brother, it's too much. There's like too many, you know, mm-hmm. like I want to be into it, but there's only so many hours in the day and it's a lot. I think again, for the fan experience, 10 out of 10, I think it's a great, and I know that they're always trying to improve some like on-site racing fan experience. So I love that for you. If you're going to COTA, it's just, I don't love it. And I also think that the tire management on it obviously makes it even more complicated, especially mm-hmm. in these hot climate races where they're, you know, when we're doing a sprint, it's still toasty down in Texas, you know?
Yeah.
So what's the tire sitch going to look like?
Tire sitch? Have we checked the weather? You know, what's happening? I don't know that we've ever had rain.
Weather in Austin.
But I'm hoping we don't have any rain because, oof. Be a lot
There's no rain, but it's going to be toasty. I mean, hot. Friday, 84 degrees.
Yeah.
Saturday, 84 degrees and like partly cloudy. But, you know, that's still hot.
Still hot. And Texas heat.
Sunday, 86 degrees. I mean, they're racing at the, you know, at the hottest parts of the day. So,
yeah.
And 84 with the sun like on your shoulders is quite toasty. So I'm just saying, I think that this, the sprint in Austin will be interesting.
Yes, I do too. We'll see. We shall see. Damn it. I can't get through one episode.
It's not an episode if you don't mispronounce something.
It's not even a hard one.
No, it's just some common English. But
common. Very, say it all the time.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm excited for Austin. I think it's going to be interesting with McLaren, obviously interesting with how Red Bull responds after kind of a, not necessarily disappointing, but not necessarily bad, but disappointing for them run of races. Mercedes has some upgrades coming.
Great. We hope.
Yeah. They say it's all happening. We're getting Liam Lawson back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, also, I got a news and notes on Liam Lawson. Thank you for transitioning for that.
Yeah, absolutely. What do we got?
So, you know, they're kind of giving him an easy out, you know, so don't get your hopes up for Liam. Horner confirms that he's going to take a grid penalty to start. So he's getting a real, like, softball start. He will have and this is a quote. Liam Lawson will have a, quote, soft re-entry to Formula One at the upcoming United States Grand Prix, according to Red Bull team boss Christian Horner, with the New Zealander due to serve an engine-related grid penalty. So He's confirmed that Under Circuit plans Lawson's comeback weekend at the Circuit of the Americas will feature a grid drop, given he is inheriting the pool of power unit components used by Ricardo up to this point in the campaign. Asked in an appearance on the F1 Nation podcast about his hopes for Lawson, with Austin also marking a sprint weekend, Horner began, quote, well, he'll be taking an engine penalty anyway, so he's got a bit of a soft landing or a soft re-entry. But of course, he's going to be gauged against his teammate. He was very quick against him last year. I think Yuki stepped it up to a gear again this year. It's going to be fascinating to see how quickly he adapts, how quickly he gets on with it. So he's taken a grid penalty to start. So we already know, you know, and I'm not quite sure how that works with the grid penalty with the sprint.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, we'll see. I guess obviously we're going to find out because they'll let us know. But I guess you, I mean, is it?
Yeah. Do you
both?
Start, no, I wouldn't imagine that you have to do it. That's two penalties, not one. You either, I guess, serve it in the sprint or you serve it in the race.
I don't know what that, I've never.
I don't either.
I don't remember a time.
I don't remember a time where we've seen this before.
Where, I mean, we've seen obviously a power grid, but it's usually just been in a race thing. So
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if you take the 10 grid. Isn't it a 10?
For a power unit, yes.
Yeah. So I don't know if you take it in the race.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Or the sprint.
In the sprint. Yeah. If I were them, I'd take it in the sprint.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything. You know,
but I wonder if you can't even do that. I wonder if it's just.
Yeah. That's a great question. I don't know.
So there you go. Speaking of upgrades.
Okay.
Mercedes confirms a substantial upgrade.
Substantial? Are we getting a new car?
Mercedes technical director James Allison is hopeful that the team can enjoy a good weekend at the upcoming USGP as they prepare to bring a, quote, substantial set of updates to the event. They're trying to recover after Singapore because that was a real shit the bed moment.
Yeah. Don't really want to talk about that.
They don't want to either. Mercedes doesn't either. Toto also labeled the Grand Prix as, quote, a really painful evening.
Yeah, Toto, we can agree on that one.
Adding that the W15 was, quote, just slow.
Yeah.
So he said, Allison said, we've got a fairly substantial set of new clothes for the car coming for Austin that we hope will give us a decent weekend there. So we've got to deliver all that and get ourselves ready for these last few races of the year.
Okay.
And I guess Singapore was Hamilton's 350th race, but I think it's one he'd like to forget. So they're hoping to maybe have a better, it says even in here, like they want to celebrate the milestone, but in a way that's actually worth celebrating, I guess.
Understood. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, they said, it's a shame that it happened on a weekend where the car was not more bright. And my hope is that we won't have to go too far beyond the 350. Maybe we can celebrate the 351st in greater style in Austin. So we'll see.
All right. Well, here's hoping.
talking about Lewis makes me think about what Lewis is going to wear, you know, to this, and also what the grid is going to wear and how much, you know, cowboy cosplay we're going to get.
Yeah, we don't.
Without Danny.
We get a lot without Danny. I know. I mean, I can see Joe pulling up in something Western inspired. Obviously, Valtteri will not.
Well, but that's his identity. It's not a costume.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
Yeah. I mean, I could maybe see Yuki doing a little cowboy hat.
I could see Lewis doing it because cowboy is kind of having a moment in fashion right now. Like, you know, I could see him leaning in and
I don't know if I could see him in a hat, but I could definitely
see him in a boot.
Like a vest or a boot. Yeah.
A boot with like a vest with no shirt on.
No
underneath.
Shirt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A suede one. Cause that's super in right now.
So hot though.
So hot. Not like, oh my God, so hot. But temperature.
No, in actual, it's too hot to wear suede.
Yeah.
I guess if you're not wearing a shirt underneath, it's fine. I'm sure that the Ferrari boys will do some sort of, you know, Mario and Luigi go to Texas type bits, you know?
Yes. I could see that. for sure.
Also, I could feel Alpine doing it because, you know, they got a lot of U.S. investors.
They do. They do. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We might get more than what we think.
What's the over under on people who do cowboy? Oh, and I'm talking, if it's a cowboy look, it's either, doesn't have to be all, but it's like a boot.
Influenced.
A cowboy bolo influence. Tie, a vest.
Okay.
A hat. It doesn't have to be all. It doesn't have to be full costume. You know, Texas's culture is not your costume. But some sort of influence. I'm giving 5.5 is the over under.
Okay.
Are you taking the over or the under?
I'm taking the over.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take the over too.
Yeah. I think that'll work. I think so. I think we'll see it.
All you need is one duo to really set you up.
I know. And then, you know, you kind of are already there, but I do like, once you mentioned like the bolo thing, I was like, I think they all wore those at some point last year. I feel like that was like a Coda gift. if I'm not mistaken, it was like in the press conference or something. And I was like, is everyone's going to wear these? Like, okay.
I feel like Valtteri Bottas just like would wear a bolo tie.
Yeah. I would see that as a thing too. Yeah.
I think Checo is like a low key, like undercover option too, to do some light, like caballero work.
I feel like at home he probably does. Like I for some reason I'm like, does he have a ranch at home?
Yeah. And, like, I feel like he has a ranch.
Like, he's got this, like, this isn't costume for him. Like, this is work wear. Like,
yeah.
When I'm at home at my ranch.
Utility. It's utilitarian.
Yeah. Like, it's not weird because this is what I wear at home.
Yeah.
I could see him.
I could see him owning a ranch.
I could too. I mean, he called tequila on season one or season two of Drive to Survive ranch water or Mexican water. And I was like, yes, excellent.
What does that have to do with owning a farm?
I don't know. I just felt like maybe he was on a ranch and Mexican water was on his ranch. I don't know.
Okay. That's fine. I love that. Okay. Well, there we go. 5.5 on the who's doing cowboy couture at the at Coda.
At Coda. Speaking of these men, did you see that Lewis is one of the five co-hosts for the Met Gala this year?
Yes, I did.
Black Men in Fashion.
And I love that he's part of it, and I'm hopeful, but I have scary thoughts of white people talking about costumes or culture is not your costume. The Met Gala is going to be a little spicy. I feel like it's opening the door for some people to make some really big racial blunders. White people.
Okay. Yes.
Make some,
yeah.
By people, I mean specifically white people.
Specifically white people.
But I am hopeful. I'm hopeful. Yeah. But I know Lewis is going to crush it.
Yeah. Lewis is going to crush. And that's going to be the Monday after Miami. So I mean, he's going to have his looks. He's going to have this like ready to go.
He's a man on the move.
Yeah. He probably already has an idea.
He probably already has this look and like it's being made, custom made currently.
Do you think Mr. Law Roach is going to help him?
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, this is so exciting. I can't wait.
If people don't know, the Met Gala announced their theme, and the theme is, say what the theme is. I think it's like dandyism or.
Oh, hang on.
I don't want to butcher this or make a mistake, but I feel like. But just so that people understand the context of what we're talking about.
So sorry.
it's right? Super fine tailoring black style.
Okay. Yes. I was like, wait, that didn't work out. So I think it's going to be fun. I think he's going to do.
I think Lewis is going to knock it out of the park. Just the other people that we have concerns about.
Really stepping in it.
We are going to box and take a quick break. So we will be right back.
O'Reilly. Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
let's talk about some other interesting takes on some people.com has put out the sexiest Formula One drivers. Meet the 15 racers who have our hearts.
That's like there's only, you just left five out.
Well, again,
are they current?
Someone didn't do enough of the homework to be like, what are you doing?
Are they current or past?
No, it's current.
So we just left five out?
It gets better. Hold on. Because this was put out on October 7th. Okay. And it says, while many may be familiar with Lewis Hamilton, Charles Leclerc, and Daniel Ricciardo, the Formula One is full of gents who are not only nimble on the racetrack, but are full of charm and ultra stylish and very easy on the eyes. Number one, okay, we have Lewis Hamilton.
Obviously.
Number two, Charles Leclerc.
I mean, how? Of course.
This one surprised me. Number three, George Russell.
Okay, you hate George Russell, but I get
it. Is he the third hottest on the grid?
Okay, it doesn't say hottest. It says sexiest. And George does have like a great style.
Well, let me keep going.
He's got like it's not for me, but I'm recognizing that there's a little bit of swagger. I mean, he wouldn't be my choice for third, but I'm going to defend the choice.
Okay, I'm going to disagree on that one. But four, we have Fernando Alonso. Which I don't hate, four, I'm like,
seems a little high.
Seems high, given that there's others. Okay, we still have to talk about Max Verstappen coming in at fifth.
Well, you can't leave the current world champ, you know, out of the top five.
But is he hotter than number six, Pierre Gasly?
No, 100%. But it's like he got extra points. It's like that thing when they say, is he hot, or like, is he he's a 10, but you know, he runs in flip flops. And then you have to give him a thing. It's basically like he's a five, but he's the two-time world champion. So he's, you know, he bumps up.
Well, number seven, they put Daniel Ricciardo. So I disagree with this list already.
Well, you know, I think and that's then, you know, generous for DR.
disagree. But we all know that was going to happen. Hulkenberg comes in at
eight. I support the Hulk.
I think he should be higher than eight.
Who is six? Yeah, I agree. I think the Hulk is a hottie.
Six was Pierre.
Oh, Pierre's a cutie.
Yeah. And then we have number nine is Carlos.
How did the disrespect?
George is not hotter than Carlos.
No, he's not.
So disagree.
No, Carlos should be top five.
And then Lando's in 10?
He's kind of a boyish charm. I would re-rank them. But this is just rude that they just left five of them off.
Well, okay, well, let's finish the list and then we can step two. Number 11 is Yuki.
Cutie.
12 is Sergio. 13 is K-Mag. I don't think Checo's hotter than K-Mag.
No. Where is my man? Valtteri, what he lacks in maybe this, he makes up for in full package.
Agreed. 14 is Logan. First of all, he's not on the grid anymore, so I don't think he should be allowed on this list.
Well, it probably went to print before he...
Probably. Well, I don't know. October 7th, I mean...
Is it in the print edition, though? Because, you know, have been locked in.
I don't know. And then, this is great. Number 15 is Valtteri Bottas, but he's in a cowboy hat. So, like, we know he's going to be on the list of our list of, like, things. Yeah, so they don't
So they
even
just
have...
Left off Joe.
Lance.
Joe's got sex appeal. Lance is terrible, but
Ocon, he takes a nice photo.
He does, but he's a little cheesy. But Albon too.
Albon? I know.
They just were like, we don't know these ones, so bye-bye.
No, they're not popular. They have to go. I was like, this is rude. The Oscar Piastri, I'm sorry, he's a little nugget. He's so cute. He's not on. I mean, would I see that he is sexy? No.
How old is he? Maybe they were leaving off the ones that don't feel like fully of age.
He's the same.
Because I don't feel comfortable saying like Ollie Bierman or
they're like baby children.
They're little children.
I think they're 17. Like, we're not allowed to speak of them.
No, so I understand why they were left off the list.
Yeah, for sure. And they're not on the current grid, so like they're not allowed on the list. But I take some umbrage, if you will, to number nine Carlos being
that's a disrespect that will not stand.
I don't love that, especially you saying that people that George is hotter than Carlos. And I
No, that's not true.
We'll go to my grave thinking that is wrong.
Carlos is a top five no matter what.
Same. But I mean, and again, this is no disrespect to Checo, because I do think he is an attractive man, but I do not think that he is more attractive than some of the guys that didn't make the
list. I know, but Shannon, the list is not called the 15 most attractive. It's
he's sexy. Not sexy. I don't look at Checo and be like, that's a sexy motherfucker. No, I do not. Never once that
he's
thought
not crossed for you.
My mind. Well, again, I think this list needs to be rearranged.
I agree that the list has some faults.
But okay. I also think it's rude that they just left five off. Like,
I do too.
We're in Q2, like, and they didn't even make it out.
They just said these guys can't come.
They were like, yeah, can't come. This is Q2. Sorry, guys.
Honestly, like, I agree with Pierre's status, but I'm surprised they didn't leave him off just because they're like, we don't know who he is. Like, it felt like they left off the group that they left off that Pierre could easily have fallen into.
Oh, no, because I think that when it comes to sex appeal, like, Pierre
and Kika are... So
high. I mean, I think it's kind of rude that they put him in six. Yeah. I was like, he's hotter. I mean, sexy. If we're going to use
stacked
that
at the top, though.
It's super stacked.
No, I'm not saying that I disagree with Pierre's ranking. I'm just saying from people's methodology, mm-hmm. It seems like he could have gotten forgotten with the rest of the pack.
Well, I just, who wrote this? Who do we need to speak with? Stephanie Sungui?
Stephanie's probably not deep enough on F1, you know, TikTok and Instagram. She did a light snorkel. She hasn't deep dived.
I think, you know what, Stephanie, I'm going to challenge you to do more research and then come back with your list. And let's see if it stands, but maybe just, you know, do a little more research before you out here putting these men on this list in wrong order.
I agree. I think maybe we should post our rankings, but I don't think we should.
No, we get murdered on the internet.
I know, but as I said it, I said, oh my God, the internet would just roast us.
It would be so unfair. Now, men could do it and it'd be fine. But
I know.
We cannot, because then we are only watching racing.
I know. Did you see when I posted that thing where the guy was talking about WAGs? It was like the photographer, the F1 photographer.
Oh, yes.
Posted this whole thing talking about WAGs and the relationships and all this stuff. And people were like, men in the comments being like, fine with it. The minute we mention a WAG.
Oh, we are crucified.
We should be burned at the stake as a witch. That's ruining F1.
Well,
anyways, moving on.
The witchery is coming, because we did have WAGs on the sticky note list to talk about today.
We're going straight from, God, this episode is just is ripe for just dissection by the people that hate us.
Exactly.
Hit us with some WAGs.
Well, just, you know, because I feel like we haven't heard from them, seen from them. I felt like we didn't see Kelly Piquet for a hot minute. I was
Kelly's
like, are
busy.
They together? We just didn't see any, like, she was off traveling in Paris with her family and was taking time, which is great. I totally support
Kelly
family
is
time.
Working also.
She is. She's a busy girl. But it just kind of was like, wow, she hasn't mentioned him on, you know, Max on her site, or, you know, in anything, really. And I was like, not even chiming in, like, hey, good job today, babe.
I don't think that's how their relationship
I know it's not, but it just felt different because she has been so public about their relationship and so eager to put things out there with him. So I was like, it was interesting that we just hadn't seen them, you know, together in the same frame on our little phones.
But maybe Max said, I don't want that anymore.
And it could be because they take a lot of, you know, they do take a lot of shit on the internet when it comes to comments and stuff. So like, I can see, like, it's nobody's
and
business.
And she's a business. I mean, she's taking on major brand partnerships. Like, if you watched her Paris Fashion Week content, like, she was doing a ton of brand partnerships. And so, you know, maybe there's some sort of like separation there too. Sometimes it's in the contracts. Like, I have written contracts for influencers that are like, you can't post about your kids right next to it. Like, maybe there's some sort of, you know, sponsorship things too. Also, I just don't think that that's like kind of how they are. I don't think Max is about the gram.
He's not, but she is, because
did
come back and post some photos about them being together at a wedding this past weekend, I believe in Brazil or Portugal, one of the two.
Those are very far apart.
Well, just somewhere.
where they speak Portuguese.
Where they speak Portuguese, yes. Or it was for another racer, but it was at a wedding. So
okay.
The photos are out. They are still together. we have been, you know, it's confirmed. You know, so it's like, okay.
I never doubted them.
Well, you know, I don't. I think, you know, we've heard rumblings of those two in the past. So
you know. I know, but I think that, I don't know. Watch, I'll say this and then they'll break up tomorrow. But
be like, ah!
I think that they have like a good thing. Like she's secure, he's secure. Like they don't need to be all like, that's not how their relationship is of like super lovey-dovey in front of like the cameras. Or maybe it is and they're just not posting them. But
yeah, it's just weird. I mean, because she used to do that. Like that was.
But then she started getting lit up too.
Right. And then she took a break from it. So, you know, again.
And I think people come for Max too. They're like, oh, yes. You're having fun with your, like, nobody does this with Pierre because him and he could be out partying all the time. Not partying, but like having fun, live, laugh, loving. But I think with Max, it's a different like level where they're like, oh, you're out doing this. Especially because he gets so much shit for being in the sim. Like, oh, you're out partying with your girlfriend or you're traveling with her. Shouldn't you be doing this instead? Not that that's what I think. It's just, I think what people, assholes on the internet say to them. And they're just like, let's keep it under wraps.
Yeah. Like I'm done with this. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need this.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But it was nice to see them smiling, having fun. And Alex and Lily together in China, they were, cause she's on tour with the
LPGA.
Mm-hmm. And then they were seen at
we love a supportive king.
Yes. Anytime the boys, you know, support the women, we're like, well, it's great. But they were watching tennis as well at the Shanghai Open.
So my girl. Shout out to Arena for winning.
I thought Coco won.
She won. Arena just won one of the ones in China. There's two, I think. But she posted with a trophy. So
that's fun. Yeah. So did Coco. So it's
there was two probably.
Okay.
Maybe they were different ones.
Tiff and Val out there doing the most. Tiff out there organizing her garage with all the bikes.
Arena won the Wuhan.
The Wuhan. Okay. So I think Coco then won the Shanghai.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. And then a fun little, this is F1 adjacent. Chloe Stroll, who is Lawrence Stroll's daughter.
Did she have her baby?
To Lance Stroll, married to Scotty James, who is an Australian snowboarder and Olympic medalist and Daniel Ricciardo's best friend, welcomed a baby boy. His name is Leo Harry James. So congrats.
Can't wait to see him on the grid in 17 years.
It's going to be so great.
We'll be old as hell, but
we will be so old, but still being like, we talked about you on the podcast.
We remember when you were just born.
Just a little tyke.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all my sticky notes.
I mean, Pierre and Kika are still out traveling the world.
Those two have not left us in any questions. So
and there was rumblings that maybe Charles and Alexandra broke up. They didn't. They're still kicking it with Leo.
Yeah. So. That would be messy if they broke up. Who would get to keep Leo?
Oh,
I mean, the internet would really into a tailspin. Do you think so? He can't take care of the puppy by himself.
He can afford to have somebody else take care of it.
True.
It feels like Leo is kind of part of his personality now, like the way that
Roscoe is with Lewis. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I think they're kind of a matched pair now. So I think, unfortunately for our girly, I think if they broke up, that Charles keeps the dog.
Would have to have visitation rights, I would think.
Maybe.
I mean, that'd be sad if you just had to give up your dog and never see him again.
Well, she could see him on the internet.
Absolutely not. You cannot get a puppy kiss from the internet.
I think we have to worry about that right now.
Yeah, no. So yeah, I'm glad that they are still kicking it, going strong.
I don't think we've had any major breakups. George and Carmen still.
No, George and Carmen still going strong.
Chic as hell, chic as ever.
Mm-hmm. Alonzo still dating the journalist. She's super cute. Lewis still no ties to him.
Lewis just doing Lewis stuff. Just
doing Lewis things. Lando, you know, nothing.
He's doing Lando things. He's out
I
there.
I think he's a one trick. Like, I don't think he's allowed to have multiple things to take away his attention. Like, they were like,
he's Lando, locked in right now.
They're like, we know you had your photo thing for Lando.jpg. That
he doesn't post it. Yeah, he doesn't post it in
can't
there hardly
do
at
the
all.
Woke, 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 DJing anymore. Like, too much taking your time away from F1 guest stop. So I think that Zach is like,
he's locked
you
in.
You win this championship, you have no life outside of this car.
Just ask Nico Rosberg. Remember, he was so happy that Lando's like going to bed at 10 p.m. or whatever.
Yes. So.
Okay. Well, thank you for that WAG update.
You're
Before
welcome.
We close out this episode, I thought I'd give you a quick update. Oh, two more news and notes. One.
Oh, okay. Yes.
We've got two new liveries coming for Austin.
Yes.
One is a Haas is getting a home field, a home court. It's a, we'll post a picture of it. It's got some red, white, and blue elements to it.
Love it.
It's mostly black with red, white, and blue.
Ooh, so
for the home race. Cause you know, Haas is based in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay. And then also Alpine has a new livery, and Alpine, props to the team at Alpine for just being like, we'll take your money and we'll make it work. There's no way you could guess what this livery is inspired by. I wish you would be able to guess, but like, we would be here for years. It's inspired by Indiana Jones, and it's a video game. It's not even, you know, movie. It's not even the iconic American series. I mean, it is the iconic American series, but it's the video. It's partnering with a video game release. And that is the most Alpine will take your money thing I've ever heard.
Did they just like Google who wears hats that's iconic in America, and Indiana Jones popped up and we're like, we'll take it?
No, I think that the Indiana Jones, like the EA Sports, whoever's video game this is, was just like, hey, we've got some money, but you got it. Like this article on SB Nation says the Formula One crossover you never expected is coming to the United States.
You can say that again.
On Tuesday, Alpine unveiled a special theme livery for this weekend's United States Grand Prix, a special edition Indiana Jones livery in advance of the upcoming Indiana Jones and the Great Circle video game set to be released in December. So I tried to find just a picture of it to share, but all I could find was the release video, which is a giggle, but like it's their part of their partnership with Xbox apparently. So,
okay. Wow.
So yeah, get ready for that.
Okay. Well, you are correct. That would have never have come even to like the darkest corner.
No.
I've been like, I don't know.
Yeah. So they have, so in the cat game, you know, in our count of who will be in Cowboy Couture, Alpine may be like dressed like Indiana Jones.
Oh my God. Please tell me that does not have to be part of their livery is to come. Oh, if they show up with the whip.
What if their suits were like the all khaki, like they looked like Indian.
The adventure suit. Oh my gosh.
I mean, we could see
it. I gotta hope they do.
I do too. I hope they have a lasso or, you know.
Oh my God. Yes. A whip.
Or no, yeah. A whip. What's a whip. Like, what's the Indiana whip. Jones's whoosh. Thing? It's yeah. A whip. So yeah, will Harrison Ford be there? Definitely not, but maybe. Is he an investor in Alpine? Who's
he's,
to say?
He's lived 76 lives, that man. I mean.
Yeah, so wow. Indiana Jones livery
wow.
coming to Coda near you.
Oh my gosh. Oh, now I'm even more excited. I didn't think I needed this kind of excitement, but I do.
It just shows like, the way that they will do stuff. For the money. Do you think that the famous Alpine investors will be there?
Ooh, well, let's see where Kansas City is playing this weekend. That might dictate.
And I think Taylor has some Miami shows. So if, you know, if he has time off, he's definitely going to those. But also there's like three basketball players too, aren't there?
Yeah.
And Ryan Reynolds. But is Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, are they going to go to Taylor? Or are they going to go to the GP?
I believe they are.
I guess you can do both when you're rich. And
they're playing against the 49ers this Sunday. So
he won't be there.
He won't be there.
But Ryan Reynolds and could be there.
Could be.
Yeah.
I could see. I've seen some really random people that I follow online that are like, oh my God, Coda, thanks for the invite. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly, good for you. I'm glad that you get to go. If you've never been and you get the opportunity, absolutely, it's great. It's just, you know, this one girl just teaches you how to curl your hair without heat. And I'm like, that seems like an interesting person to invite, you know, to Coda. But I, you know what? Good for you.
Well, it's a lot of it's through sponsors. So it's not like Coda. I mean, maybe Coda did invite her, but a lot of all those people that come are done through sponsors.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know,
we're going to get to see lots of people.
Lots of people
doing their things. Doing their things.
Well, we are doing our thing over on Instagram and TikTok at F1 Push Push. We're still kicking it with F1 Push Push for now. So fingers crossed, you know, they don't cease and desist us. but if they do, we just change it to Push Push. And also, you can now watch us every episode on YouTube at youtube.com/thestateoflouisville. We are on there with our partners from the state of Louisville who are powering our episodes now. We appreciate them. Please make sure to give them a follow on both YouTube or any of their social platforms. Check out some of their podcasts if you're into college athletics. They do some great stuff. And you know what would be some great stuff for us, Shannon?
What's that, Danielle?
It would be if someone would rate and review the podcast. We could use some new rate and reviews, you know.
We would love that. It would be so delightful.
It would be the most delightful thing. It would be as delightful as the full grid showing up in Cowboy Couture at Coda. And until next time, push, push.
For more great Louisville sports content and podcasts, follow the State of Louisville on all social media platforms or visit stateoflouisville.com.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, oh.